Good morning, I'm Peter Solomon. You're tuned to Jazz 88. This is The Morning Show. Society of Chemists are appearing at Berlin in Minneapolis on Saturday to celebrate the release of a much-anticipated new recording. It includes 12 original compositions by saxophonist, flautist, and keyboardist Stephanie Wiesler. The group also features bassist Charlie Bruber, pianist Jack Barrett, and drummer Ben Ehrlich. Both Stephanie and Charlie are my guests this morning. Before we get into the conversation about how Society of Chemists came about and what to expect from their new recording, I asked Stephanie to talk about where someone might have seen her play other than Society of Chemists.
I grew up in the Twin Cities and then went away for college, and I've dabbled in many things. I play a lot in big bands, musical theater, singer-songwriter stuff. I play woodwinds and piano and do a variety of things. I just did the Scotty Miller Show at Parkway Theater, and that was really fun. Got to play with an orchestra, so all kinds of projects.
And Charlie, you're a bassist, and you've mentioned you also have a singer-songwriter project. What are some of the other places people might have seen you before?
Yeah, I've played in Black Market Brass for 13 years. I've got a solo project, a singer-songwriter project. I released a record called Prize Burden last year that I'm still playing shows for. And I run a recording studio in the North Loop neighborhood called 8VB, where we recorded this record.
Tell me about the name of the group. Like, what does Society of Chemists mean to you?
So I came across this chord progression that like moved by minor thirds, and I was like kind of playing through it. I was like, ooh, this sounds like the excitement of like scientific discovery. And from there, I wrote a melody and I called it Society of Chemists. So the composition came first, and then the title of the band came from that.
We were playing it, and I remember being in the room at the studio, and this could be a really cool band name. And then
yep.
We sort of all were like, yeah, great.
Now tell me about the description of the band. So if you go on Bandcamp and you look at the little descriptor, it says chamber fusion ensemble. Like, so what does that impart to you?
So we have the form of classical music, and like maybe classical music features, like we have an interlude, we have like, it's more formal. It's not the typical jazz form of like melody, solo, 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 solo melody, which, you know, I mean, that has its own beauty, but it's nice to break it up. So, and we don't have guitar in our ensemble too. It's kind of like, it's a chamber music thing.
There's elements of the structure of the band that kind of borrow from...
Structure of classical music, but things from the jazz tradition.
And I think all of us have some sort of classical education background too.
Yeah, we're all like classically trained to a degree, and we're all strong sight readers, and we love reading music.
Yes.
And so like when you say fusion, I mean, it kind of brings to mind like, you know, loud electric guitars and elements of rock music. I mean, maybe that's more along the lines of the 70s. But this, like, talk about the ways in which your band could be described as fusion.
For me, fusion started with Weather Report, and there's no guitarist in Weather Report. So when I was younger and listening to those records, especially the Jaco era Weather Report, I always was thinking about a future day where I could have some sort of jazz type ensemble, fusion ensemble without guitar. So when we were questioning the idea of having a guitarist in there, I said, no, we're good. So then bringing in those classical elements is just another part of that fusion. But I've always loved jazz fusion without guitar.
I listened to a ton of Michael Brecker. He's like a huge reason why I play the tenor saxophone, and he played a lot of fusion, and yeah, that sound, that approach to having like a brighter sound. I coined this chamber music fusion. It's a lot of it is through composed too. It's like not always about improvisation. It's okay to have a piece that is just the music with no improvisation. It's okay to have things that are, you know, 3 minutes long. You know, a lot of modern big band music is like 10 minutes. And it's like, well, if 5 minutes of that is soloing, I don't know. Like, I want to hear music. I want to hear ideas. One of our songs that really illustrates that idea is One Room Infinite, which I wrote on piano. It has a strong pulse, but it's just like kind of these classical lines that, you know, no improvisation. So
thank you. what struck me about each of the tracks is the fact that they all have memorable melodies.
And that's another thing too, like I love pop music, so it's kind of like the catchiness of pop music, but the form of classical music and the instrumentation of jazz.
Yeah, that's so a great way of putting the whole fusion, what you just said.
Tell me about Forest Walking, Lingering in the Evening's Dim.
So this is about a specific part of Burnsville, Apple Valley. I call it Burns Valleyville because it's really like the confluence of Burnsville, Apple Valley, Lakeville. And a very specific time of day, like maybe like 8:30 or 9 in June in Minnesota. And if you're at this park, Lac La Vang, like there's all this forest, but then there's like this open area. And it's kind of about like the way the light like filters through the forest at a certain time of day.
I actually really, really liked the foam on lavender Earl Grey latte. It felt like that there were kind of two rhythms happening at the same time, like mm-hmm. a slower rhythm and a faster rhythm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like, I mean, kind of loosely 12-8, but the two against three thing kind of going on. That's about synesthesia. Whenever I like eat or drink something, I always like, what would this sound like? And lavender's like such a light, like fragrant floral thing. And like Earl Grey is a little more anchored and heavy. And it's like, what would those two things juxtaposed together sound like? And there's the last section of foam on an Earl Grey latte is this kind of floaty, diaphanous. It's like you're kind of watching cirrus clouds like ascend in the sky.
And then Western Carol.
Yeah, it's about the beauty of our national parks. I remember being in December. I had visited Arches, the national park in Utah, during the pandemic. And I was just really struck by the open space and just the open space in general of the West. It's just awe-inspiring. Like, nature is just so, so precious. And these octaves... And it's kind of an Aaron Copland-esque kind of melody.
That's the name that was coming to mind when you were talking about these landscapes.
Yep.
And then each season is a wonder.
Yeah, this is, again, about the beauty of the seasonality of Minnesota. It's easy to get down in February, March, be like, why do we live here? But really, each month in Minnesota is different, and it's important to embrace that rather than reject that. If we choose to just embrace the beauty of every season, it really can become a wonder.
Is there anything else you want to say in advance of your gig at Berlin on August 15th?
We had our second gig at Berlin. We've played at Berlin many times, and we're just honored to release our music there, and... It's such a cool space and such an eclectic crowd. You never know like who's going to show up. And it really is a special space. And just the sound, it sounds great in there. It's never boomy or loud. It's a great sounding space. They've invested so much into that space, and it's great, just excellent to play there.
Charlie, any thoughts before the gig coming up?
I'd love to see you there. Please come and support us, hear what we got to do, and grab a record.
The long-awaited eponymous album from the group Society of Chemists will be available, and there's going to be an album release party happening at Berlin August 15th from 7:30 to 10 p.m. They'll have details at Berlin's website, berlinmpls.com. What's the Society of Chemists website if people want to check you out?
We're on Bandcamp, and then we're also on Instagram. So no website yet, but Bandcamp and Instagram.
Okay, so it's easy to find their music. Thanks so much, guys, for coming in.
Thank you so much.